This is Radio Nepal. I am T.K. Prasad Khadka with news. The headlines first. 49 candidates withdraw nominations filed for March 5th House of Representatives first past the post-election. Nepali Congress decides to go for House of Representatives elections, forwarding Gagan Thapa as Prime Ministerial candidate. Election Commission completes all preparations for National Assembly elections scheduled for Sunday, January 25th. And Russia, Ukraine and US to hold trilateral talks in Abu Dhabi. Now the news in detail. 49 candidates across the country have withdrawn their nominations filed for the first past the post election to the House of Representatives, scheduled for March 5th. At a weekly news conference organized by the Election Commission today, Commissioner spokesperson Narayan Prasad Bhattarai said that 49 candidates withdrew their candidacies from different constituencies so far. According to the Election Commission, election programs from filing candidacies to withdrawal of nominations were held in peaceful and enthusiastic manner. He said that the final list of candidates towards the first past the post election has been released through 77 offices of chief returning officers and 88 offices of the election officers across the country. These offices also provided election symbols to candidates of political parties as well as independent candidates today itself. Meanwhile, Election Commission has said that all preparations for the National Assembly elections scheduled for January 25th on Sunday have been completed. According to the Election Commission spokesperson Narayan Prasad Bhattarai, the process of nomination registration, claim and protest investigation, publication of the final list of candidates and allocation of election symbols have already been completed. Likewise, the ballot papers have already been dispatched to the respective offices of the election officers. A total of 18 new National Assembly members will be elected through the election. The Nepali Congress has decided to go for the upcoming House of Representatives elections by advancing party president Gagan Kumar Thapa as the prime ministerial candidate. A central working committee meeting of the Nepali Congress held today approved the proposal tabled by party vice president Biswa Prakash Sharma. Sharma said NC will propose Thapa as the prime minister in the upcoming House of Representatives elections scheduled for March 5th. Likewise, the Nepali Congress has decided to join the election campaign by addressing the people's aspirations in the changed political context. Minister for Home Affairs Om Prakash Aryal presented three ordinances in the meeting of the National Assembly today. The ordinances tabled by the Home Minister include the Voters List Act 2073 Amendment Ordinance, the House of Representatives Member Election First Amendment Ordinance 2082, and the Nepal Special Service Act Second Amendment Ordinance 2082. Similarly, Kamala Panta, chairperson of the Committee on Development Economic Affairs and Good Governance, presented the National Integrated Policy Study Report in the National Assembly session. Likewise, Tulasa Kumari Dahal, chairperson of the Legislative Management Committee, presented the committee's report on the Tourism Bill 2081 to the Upper House. Nepal has recorded 5,966 incidents of disaster across the country so far since April 14th, 2025. A total of 424 people lost their lives and 1,643 people sustained injuries in such incidents. According to the National Disaster Risk Reduction Management Authority, 38 people went missing and 11,535 people were affected in such incidents. The number of waterbirds has been found increased in Suklapata National Park and surrounding wetlands this year. A total of 25,660 waterbirds of 82 species were recorded in the recently conducted waterbird census, which is more by 3,500 as compared to previous year. The waterbird census was conducted at the leadership of Suklapata National Park in participation with the National Trust for Nature Conservation, Nepalese Ornithological Union and other organizations. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now time for a short break.
Bides gaye pani chinta kina garne Nepal Telecom. पनि पाउनुहोस् हामी सँगै कल गर्नुहोस् डेटा चलाउनुहोस् संसार भरि सजिलै
नेपाल टेलिकमको इन्टरनेसनल रोमिङ सेवा सुचारू गर्न #1415#7# डायल गरी वा नेपाल टेलिकमको एपबाट पनि गर्न सक्नुहुन्छ
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको संचार
वेलकम ब्याक नाउ द रिमेनिङ न्यूज On the occasion of Sri Panchami, the religious festival celebrated every year on the fifth day of the waxing moon in the month of Nepali month Magh. Also on the occasion, Saraswati Puja was observed across the country by worshipping Saraswati, the Hindu goddess of knowledge, wisdom, learning, music and all arts. Students visit their schools and temples to seek the blessings of goddess Saraswati on this day. On this occasion, crowds of devotees could be seen from early in the morning at various large and small Saraswati temples throughout the country. Today is also called the Basanta Panchami as it marks the movement of the sun to the northern hemisphere with the days becoming longer and the beginning of the Basanta Ritu or the spring season. You are listening to Radio Nepal's 8 PM English News Bulletin. Now to some international news updates. Russian, Ukrainian and U.S. negotiators will hold talks in the United Arab Emirates later in what officials say will be the first meeting attended by all three countries since Moscow launched its full-scale invasion nearly 4 years ago. According to the BBC, the Kremlin confirmed Russian officials would attend the talks following a meeting between President Vladimir Putin and U.S. envoys in Moscow. Russia described those talks as useful in every respect, but said a long-term peace deal could not be reached until territorial issues had been resolved. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said he regarded the Abu Dhabi talks as a step, hopefully, towards ending the war. The U.S. has finalized its withdrawal from the World Health Organization a year after President Donald Trump announced America was ending its 78-year-old commitment, AP News agency cited federal officials as saying. The U.S. owes more than $130 million to the Global Health Agency, according to WHO. And Trump administration officials acknowledge that they have not finished working out some issues, such as lost access to the data from other countries that could give America an early warning of the new pandemic. In an executive order issued right after taking office, Trump said the U.S. was withdrawing from the WHO due to the organization's mishandling of the COVID-19 pandemic and other global health crises. Now the general weather forecast for the country for tonight. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be generally cloudy in Gandaki, Lumbini, Karnali and Sudhir Pashchim provinces. The remaining hilly and mountainous regions will experience partly cloudy skies while the rest of the country will have mainly fair weather. There is a possibility of moderate rainfall accompanied by thunder and lightning at most places in Karnali and Sudhir Pashchim provinces and at some places in Lumbini province and at a few places in Gandaki province. Similarly, moderate rainfall and snowfall is likely at some places in the high hilly and mountainous regions of Gandaki, Lumbini, Karnali and Sudhir Pashchim provinces and at a few places in the high hilly and mountainous regions of Bagmati province. With this, we have almost come to the end of the news bulletin, but before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. 49 candidates withdraw nominations filed for March 5th House of Representatives first past the post-election. Nepali Congress decides to go for House of Representatives elections, forwarding Gagan Thapa as the Prime Ministerial candidate. Election Commission completes all preparations for National Assembly elections, scheduled for Sunday, January 25th, and Russia, Ukraine and US to hold trilateral talks in Abu Dhabi. Well, that's the end of the news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also visit our website www.radionepalonline.com for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 AM tomorrow. Stay tuned and have a good night.